liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy?
Here.
Councilmember Morgan?
Here.
Councilmember Edelman?
Here.
Councilmember Weber?
Here.
Councilmember Pepper?
Here.
I'd like to have the floor, please.
Councilmember Pepper?
I'd like to make some changes in the approval of the agenda. Madam Chair, now our order of business, Rule 3.4, requires we address any changes to the agenda. Rule 2.2 also requires agenda approval by the designated council members. However, the mayor published a preliminary agenda contrary to this rule. The correct agenda was sent to the council, and it was also requested that this agenda be posted on the website. Therefore, I move that we adopt the council agenda emailed to the council on March 13th. Do I have a second?
I'll second you.
The form of the agenda of a regular city council meeting shall be as follows. Rule 3.3, roll call. The city clerk will call the roll and determine whether quorum is satisfied. 3.4, changes and approval of the agenda. The council may vote on any proposed changes to the preliminary agenda. Then the council will take action to formally approve the agenda. Nothing in this step prevents the council from making any change to the agenda at any time during irregular council meetings. To speak to the motion, the changes are notation of the committee assignments, removal of item 4 that is not valid for agenda placement, and the consent agenda is moved to the end. So the motion is to adopt this agenda, and it has a second.
Is there any further discussion? Councilmember Edelman.
My only comment is the lack of transparency, not only to the minority council members, or maybe even a majority of the council members, because I don't know if you coordinate with Mr. Weber or not. You certainly don't give enough notice to the public on your changes. And I really would like to know why you can't meet with the mayor on the previous week before the packet goes out and hammer out an agenda that you both agree on. Instead, you come in here and you shove it down our throats. You're going to have a majority vote, so it'll go through. But in the spirit of cooperation, why don't you, and it's no different than Ms. Morgan going in and talking to May Miller today on the vouchers. Those vouchers were available last Thursday. Why can't you guys get your act together the week before the meeting and hammer out these issues with the mayor and the staff so that when you come to the meeting, we have an agreed-to agenda and a consent agenda that we can all vote on? May I have an answer, please, Ms.
Pepper? Yes, I'll take that into consideration. Thank you for your idea.
No. I really like it. Yes, I think that's a fabulous idea, and maybe we should try that next month.
Point of order.
Councilmember Deedy.
One member can't be telling another one how to answer.
Councilmember Deedy has the floor.
So they have said that before, Councilmember Edelman, and they have not followed through. So
we know that.
I just have a question. I agree with what Councilmember Edelman has stated, but I also have a question on your rules that if I want to put something on the agenda, I have to come to Pat Pepper and Erica Morgan and tell you what I want on the agenda, and then you two discuss if it's valuable or if it needs to go into a committee or if it even goes anywhere. So what I want to know is the two of you have stuff on this agenda. Who declares that it's valuable to go on, or who declares that it is doable?
My understanding is the only thing you have to do is email either one of us and let us know you want something on.
No, according to Erica Morgan last meeting, she said that I need to email her, and then she gets in with you, and then you two discuss whether or not it is valuable enough to put on the agenda.
And that would be violating the Open Public Meetings Act because it would be a roll-in meeting.
Correct.
Councilmember Morgan.
Once again, my words have been abridged.
No,
that is not what I said. That is what you interpreted them to say.
Please then.
What I said was that you needed to, if you wanted to have it on the agenda for certain, that you needed to send it to either Councilmember Pepper or myself, and that we would put it on the agenda.
There you go. You and her.
I didn't say we would decide or discuss or anything. If you are wanting to take the risk that we might vote against it, you could wait until we come to the meeting, and then you could introduce it, and we would have a vote of the council as a whole, and we would decide whether it was going on in the agenda or
There is a motion and a second on the floor. The motion is to amend the council member Weber.
I just want to address a point that council member Edelman made up. I saw the revised agenda when it came out through our city email.
Last night.
No, I don't think it was last night. It was Monday.
13th? Oh, Monday. Oh, pardon me. I stand corrected. You'll notice that is 9 days before the meeting that came out. That does not meet the requirements for the clerk to publicly notice anything.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay, the agenda has been amended. Now it's time for public comments. People wishing to address council, please come up to the microphone, and you have 3 minutes, and please state your name and your city of residence. Bob.
Bob Edelman, Black Diamond. The item that was removed from the agenda, item 4, was put on the agenda by the mayor. The mayor has the duty and authority to bring things to the council for consideration under RCW 35A12-100. That's another instance of an illegal act. I would recommend that the mayor get a reading from the city attorney on whether you were able to remove that from the agenda. And secondly, when you do something like that, I'd like to hear a little debate on why it was removed. Is it that you just don't like Harvey Senecal, or you just don't want somebody else on the Planning Commission? Let's hear a little debate on these issues. Thank you.
Is there anyone, Pam?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Pam McCain, Chairman of the Black Diamond Planning Commission. We had unanimous support at our March 7th Planning Commission meeting to present you all with a letter that's been drafted by the Planning Commission. Let me take a few minutes and read it. As Chairman of the Planning Commission of the City of Black Diamond, I wanted to let you and the public know about the status of the comp plan approval from the perspective of the Planning Commission. Item number 1, most of the comp plan is complete. Item number 2, the key remaining task is the transportation element. 3, much of the work of the transportation element has been completed by the city's transportation planning consultant. 4, funding is needed in order to pay for the consultant to complete the remaining work on the transportation element. 5, under the Growth Management Act, the transportation element is required to be included in the city's comp plan. 6, if the transportation consultant chooses to not finish the work, parentheses, due to delays and concerns about being paid for future work, there would be further delays and increased costs to the city, according to the information the city's professional planning staff has already provided to both the Planning Commission and the City Council. 7, the state of Washington is now putting pressure on the city to complete the required work on the transportation element. And 8, the Planning Commission is ready and willing to do the work, but is unable to do so without renewed contracts with consultants and funding for said contracts. So respectfully, why has the city failed to approve the funding to complete the work needed so that the city's comprehensive plan, which is now way past due, can be completed?
As the mayor of Black Diamond, I have presented to you the contract for the transportation element several times, which Morgan, Weber, and Pepper have turned down several times. Although during your election and after you were elected, you said the two most important things that were on your agenda were the comp plan and transportation, and you have refused to have accept the contracts on the transportation portion of the comp plan. Do you have a reason? If you said that transportation and the comp plan were your major priorities, Mr. Weber, do you have a reason why you turned them down when I brought them before you last year?
Is this public comment, period?
I know, but I would like to get this clarified. This is a huge issue with the city. The comp plan is a huge issue.
Well, as far as the contracts go, I know there's been some question on the content and how long they are, and that they're still being worked on, as far as I understand. And this, you know, like Commissioner McCain mentioned, the comp plan's been behind for quite a while. I think it was behind before I even went on the Planning Commission. But as far as to address the money for that, there was another $50,000 that was approved in this year's budget to finish the comp plan.
And would you vote to have that comp plan finished by the consultant that was selected and did most of the work? If we brought a contract before you for the $50,000 to finish the work on the comp plan, would you vote for it?
Well, I can't say that I would vote anything before I read it, but I would entertain it. But I'm not going to sit here and say on the record that I'm going to vote for something I haven't read.
Councilmember Pepper?
I know I'd like to see work product.
Councilmember Morgan?
There's not supposed to be an interrogation going on here. Thank you.
Question.
Well, I just wanted to reiterate that Councilmember Morgan, Weber, and Pepper have turned down the contracts for DKS over 3 times in the last year, and I don't think that they are living up to their promises for being on council by not voting for something that they said was part of their agenda. Thank you, Commissioner McCain. Councilmember Webb.
I want to address that. The DKS contract, if I remember back to last year when we were going through all this, there was a DKS contract, and then it got pulled, and then there was supposed to be another one, I thought, that was coming forward, but I don't recall seeing that one.
We brought several contracts forward.
For DKS?
For DKS, yes, mm-hmm. Indeed.
Mayor, may I interject?
Councilmember Edelman.
Here's one of them, Resolution Number 16-1115, authorizing an agreement with DKS Associates. Resolution Number 16-1095, approving an agreement with DKS Associates. Resolution Number 16-1094, approving an agreement with DKS Associates. That's all. They all failed. These were not no action. These were no votes. So, say what you will.
But
you guys voted
no.
Morgan,
Weber, and Pepper, no votes by at least 3 times last year.
Yeah.
Well, then I would say you probably should bring it back.
It's the opinion of the Planning Commission that the comp plan is an important element for every taxpaying citizen in this town. I appreciate the transparency of letting you know where the Planning Commission is in this process, and by no means should the public be misled that the Planning Commission is thwarting the work of this going forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mayor.
Councilmember Deedy.
So, also, if I'm right, the comp plan is like 90% complete, correct?
That is correct.
And so we're still waiting for the council to approve payment and to move forward with the transportation part. So if the council denies DKS, then we have to start all over again, which will be a lot of money that comes out of the city's coffers, and it would start all over again because no company is going to say, I'm going to take DKS's work and I'm going to go off of that. They're going to start all over. So every time stuff comes up, you guys cost more money. So we really need to finish this. So get back to your committees and actually do some work and come forward and say, here's why we aren't, or here's why we're gonna have some stuff so that we all can be up here to discuss and know where you're going instead of all this crap that you present at the last second after public hearings, after work studies. All of a sudden we got new stuff.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Jennifer, is that what it is?
Jennifer Latham, Black Diamond. I have a question, two questions that I'd actually like an answer for. I'd like to know from Council Members Weber, Council Member Morgan, and Council Member Pepper, if you've secured the $150,000 named in the lawsuit papers that came out a couple weeks ago. Last time we were here, I asked what your plan was, and you all said that you had just received it. That's a lot of money to me. It's a lot of money to our city. What are your plans? Have you done your part in securing your end of it?
My comment would be working on it.
Yeah, it's still in work.
Can you give an audible response?
My audible response is that's a matter under litigation, and I'm not commenting.
So, Mayor, can I answer that really quick? So the $150,000 is taxpayer money. So the three council members need to speak about that because that is a bond that you're putting up to show the taxpayers that you're going to cover the expense if you lose. It is not a secret with your attorney. This is something that is out in the open for everybody to know about. It is taxpayers' responsibility to know what you're doing on this part. It is not a client privilege. They have a right to know if you're putting up that bond because their money is going to pay.
I just gave an answer.
Excuse me, point of order. Point of order. This is public comment.
Okay.
And I believe the 3 minutes must be up for this person.
It is not. Jennifer, okay. Do you have other statements to make?
My next question is, Mayor, can you tell us where we'll find the truth to know when they've done their part? Will it be on the website? Will there be a notification sent to us? How will we as taxpayers know that they're not just lying to us again?
Well, we will get notice from the courts if they put up the funds. So, that'll be public.
And what is the deadline for that?
It's like next Monday or Tuesday. I don't remember for sure what day. It was like 10 days.
It's 10 calendar days.
It's 10 calendar days or 10 business days? So that time is quickly approaching because we met just last week.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. She had 1 second left, even after the discussion.
Round two.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council?
I'm Ben Stoper, living Black Diamond. I just wanted to comment on the approving the grant for the Roberts Drive improvements. Just wanted to state some of the improvements down there that would increase the safety for mainly my kids. I got four small children that catch the bus down there, and I would really like to see that grant put into our town and made use to make safety for our kids. Very important.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Leslie.
I know it's been a while. Leslie Cooley, Black Diamond. I actually listened to the town hall meeting notes or audio last night as I was out of town. And I was actually struck by the difference in words I heard out of the council members' mouths when asked by Aaron, what's your vision for the city in light of this growth? And I would encourage you to think of specific actions or activities that will help shape the character of the town as new citizens move in. The Roberts Drive improvements are a prime example of that, to help make it that walkable city. I live over in Morganville on Roberts, and just getting those additional sidewalks would be a great benefit because it's dangerous to walk on that gravel out there. I would encourage you to work on creating that hometown feeling and quit pointing fingers and referring to us versus them. This is one community. We need to try and come together. There's an opportunity to show your support for that community feeling through several local events that are coming up this spring and summer. We've got the Welsh Heritage Days, which are usually in June. I'm sure that's a big old crowd that comes out for that. There's a little thing called Miners Days. You know, we have that mining heritage. Come on out to Miners Days. Help be involved in shaping that. And Labor Days in September. We're just now starting to form the committee and work on the Labor Day festivities for this year. I encourage not only the council members, but the citizens to come out and be involved in trying to bring the community back together and become involved. And if as council members or even citizens you see the council out at these activities, talk to them. Council members, talk to the citizens. Don't just walk by and ignore us like we aren't there. Thank you.
Jana.
Good evening. Jonna Thompson, Black Diamond. I wanted to talk about the committee structure and what happened to the committee meeting on Monday night. I understood at last week's town hall meeting that there was going to be a committee meeting that and you were going to discuss the TIP, and I looked for it, and I couldn't find it. So I don't understand why those meetings don't happen. And I see here on the revised agenda, Pepper's revised agenda, that several things are moving into committee. And so here again, I'm concerned about committee meetings that are happening that people don't get notified on. So I don't understand the structure of these committees and the meetings that don't happen. And citizens are trying to participate, and we go and we can't find the meeting and we can't participate. So I don't understand what's happening here with these committees. And I don't know how you can possibly be moving two items from tonight's agenda onto the committees when the committees don't meet. I was at one of your committee meetings, and you discussed, I heard council members Weber and Pepper talk about how much you enjoyed Mr. Harvey Senecal serving on the Planning Commission with you previously. So I'm, again, surprised to hear that you took that off of the agenda. You have prior experience with him on the Planning Commission. So it seems like a slam dunk to just say, hey, welcome back to the Planning Commission. We're happy to have you because we need those positions filled. So I just am left confused about this whole committee structure and what's going on, except that it's all about the three of you having power, taking power, and delaying things. Is that how I'm supposed to interpret it?
I will say that they asked me to notify their meeting for Monday, but they didn't get the two votes. The third vote didn't come in until after 5 o'clock on Friday when staff had gone home. So then I noticed last night at 5:51 p.m., we got a new TIP, Transportation Improvement Plan, that had been modified. And on the bottom of that plan, it said that the government or the Growth Management Committee had met on Tuesday the 14th without any notice to the public and came up with a new transportation improvement plan outside of an open public meeting and outside of staff input. So we have a new transportation improvement plan that has been amended that they want to pass tonight, and we will have to discuss it. Did you bring copies of that?
You have it. You have copies.
I do?
Yes.
Oh, in here?
Yes.
How about the public?
Yes.
You have put some out for the public?
Yes.
Okay. She said she brought copies, so.
No.
It wasn't very acceptable for us either, because our staff had gone home at 5:51 p.m. Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Robin?
Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. Tonight there will be an amended six-year transportation improvement plan brought forward. I request extra time to address this issue since there has been no opportunity for the public to weigh in on these amendments. All right, thank you. Last week at the town hall, I asked Pat Pepper what work her committee had done on the TIP in the last 9 months. Her response was that they had not discussed it a lot. On the afternoon of the 13th, I received a copy of the amended council agenda, which noted there were amendments to the TIP. Since there was a growth committee meeting that night at 7 o'clock to go over the TIP, I decided to attend to find out what changes they would be making. I drove back and forth between the bakery and the library for 20 minutes and never located the meeting. Then on the 15th, this is a little confusing, on the 15th, I learned that on Saturday the 11th, the meeting for the 13th at 7 had been rescheduled for 5:30 instead. How does that fit with your statements regarding transparency and furthering public involvement? Apparently, the amendments were discussed at the secret committee meeting because your amended document has printed at the bottom, quote, edited March 14th following Growth Management Committee review, close quote. You sent out notice to the council of a special meeting which would take place on March 13th at 7 o'clock, which named a quorum of the council to attend. Then you switch the time, and the public is unable to attend. Councilmember Pepper, you sent your amended TIP, as well as a 13-page supporting document, to the council, mayor, and city clerk last night, March 15th at 5:51 p.m. City offices close at 5 o'clock p.m., which means neither the staff nor the attorney received your amendments until this morning. Do you actually try to do this on purpose, or are you truly this inept and unthinking? In looking at your amendments, the biggest TIP change you want to make is to replace the Rock Creek Bridge instead of repair it. Staff has explained this issue to you multiple times, so either one, you do not understand what staff has told you, or two, you do not listen to staff, or three, you simply do not care what staff says, or four, you want to stop the Oak Point development and you have been told that stopping the work of the city will stop the work of Oak Point. Personally, I think this is the real reason. The Roberts Drive rehab will provide for sidewalks and lighting for pedestrian safety, as well as a nice smooth roadway. The Roberts Drive rehab is not just about the Rock Creek Bridge, but Morgan Weber and Pepper are banking the entire $1.2 million grant on replacement of that bridge. When the city loses this $1.2 million grant for the Roberts Drive rehab, we shall see if your gamble pays off. We shall see if Oak Point stops work. Most certainly losing this grant will mean no work will be done for the safety of the citizens of Black Diamond. Two issues on replacing the Rock Creek Bridge. One, staff has said that replacement is not authorized by the Transportation Improvement Board through this current grant. So unless you have a printing press that you can chunk out the cash needed for the bridge replacement, you need to pass the original TIP and give the citizens the needed pedestrian safety that would be provided through the current rehab grant. Four, as you state in your TIP change proposal priorities, that 13-page supporting document, number five, quote, pedestrian passage on busy roads, are we doing enough, close quote. Clearly, when you screw this up, we will lose $1.2 million grant. Then you are doing the number four in your list, quote, are we kicking the can or fixing things correctly the first time, close quote. I will remind the council and the public of a statement made by Councilmember Morgan during the budget crisis that if the city has an emergency, she would like to be able to see in the budget if we have the money to take care of it then, or if we need to do it on the cheap and then do it right when we have the funds to do so. Apparently, that so-called logic will not extend to this issue. For Morgan, Weber, and Pepper, the city will either replace the bridge or the city will do nothing. Number two, on page six of your changes and priorities, you have quoted BDMC, Black Diamond Municipal Code 19.10.335, to support your demand for replacement instead of repair of the Rock Creek Bridge. Quote, existing Rock Creek / Roberts Road Bridge should be replaced to meet the same bridge standards when programmed as part of capital improvement program, close quote. This is a moot point because the council majority of Morgan, Weber, and Pepper have failed to approve a capital improvement plan. So the city currently does not have a capital improvement plan, just as we do not have a transportation improvement plan or a comprehensive plan, thanks entirely to Morgan, Weber, and Pepper. Therefore, you cannot use BDMC 19.10.335 and the capital improvement plan to support your requirement to replace the Rock Creek Bridge at this time. Tonight, you will show the citizens one of two things. One, you truly care about safe pedestrian passage. Or two, you only care about shutting down the Oak Point development, even if it means continuing to put Black Diamond citizens at risk.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Kristen?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. My name is Kristen Bryant. I'm from Bellevue, and I grew up in Black Diamond. A couple of comments came to mind, in addition to what I was originally going to say. I heard a couple things about the committee meetings, and I noticed people asking to receive notice of them, and it's the mayor and the staff that have control over the website to post that notice. And I think that would be great if that would start happening because people are interested. I can't see how if a meeting isn't posted on the website that anyone would expect that it needs to occur. It hasn't been noticed. The council rules that were passed say that committee meetings should be noticed and in the manner as regular meetings, and that doesn't say that it needs, you know, three council members to agree every time. It just says they should be noticed. I think that would be a very public-friendly thing to do. Another thing that's public-friendly that I was going to speak about was I saw that the SEPA determination for the Rock Creek Bridge project was issued, and it says something that I've never seen before, that all comments must be given to the city in writing or by mail by the 14-day deadline date. That's not true of any of the other SEPA notices currently up on the website. They can be emailed in. Past comments can be emailed in. I was given the explanation, or I was told that the explanation was there were some issues previously. I don't think that's a good explanation at all. I think people need to be able to email in their comments. What if someone mails it in and you don't get it? You say, I mailed it, I didn't get it. Email is the tool of today, and it's if you want to be public friendly and take in the input, I think that email needs to be restored for that. And another thing about the Rock Creek Bridge, 6 years ago, the developer wanted approval on their development agreement and their plat. And the staff and the council agreed, the council at the time agreed with no pedestrian access over the Rock Creek Bridge or no sidewalks in Morganville. Due to the dedication of a couple of really hardworking citizens, they proved to the hearing examiner that that was an issue, and the hearing examiner overturned the staff decision and said the Rock Creek Bridge has to have safe pedestrian access before the developer adds a certain number of homes. That's what the hearing examiner ruling was. The developer isn't
Your
paying very much
up.
Of the cost.
Your time is up.
The last person went over by quite a bit.
She asked for time ahead of time.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that, actually. I didn't. So I think that is my main comment, is that, you know, giving people notice and letting them comment on SEPA is really important, and it results in some good things.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Oh, Chrissy.
Council Mayor Christine Hansen, Black Diamond. Sorry, I'm late. Life happens. Not sure what's on the agenda tonight. I was told, is it the TIP?
Yes, an amended TIP that was turned in at 5:51 p.m. last night.
Nice job, guys. Way to go. And also the grant for Roberts Drive. Is that correct?
No.
No. That's not on here.
No.
Did we lose it?
We have to get the TIP.
Okay, so with that being said, Brian, whoever, I sent you a really nice text. I'm trying to be really nice, you guys. It's really hard. Please pass this. This city, regardless of what your opinion is of the growth and the development, set that aside, Erica, Pat, and Brian, set it aside, okay? Put that in the back and think about this city and about what it would mean to have an approved Roberts Drive and sidewalks. So I have lived here for 19 years, and I live on the above Rock Creek. My children cannot walk from our house down to the library. It's not safe. They can't cross the bridge. And even if they do cross the bridge, you know, that side road, it's not safe. So I don't know where you guys live. Eric, I know where you live. But you have to think about the safety of the citizens and what it means. You know, we're a town about community, and we're a town about wanting people to be able to walk to where they're going and be active in the community. And when you're denying a grant to give that access to people, that's just being selfish. You have to put your personal feelings aside about the development and about the growth. This isn't about that. This is about doing what's best for the citizens in the city of Black Diamond. And if you have to pass this TIP tonight, you have to. There is no, okay, next week and get our ops committee meeting or whatever it is you guys do. You have to do the right thing for the citizens. And Brian, you are the only one I have faith in. You got other two, I don't know where your minds are. You're just, nobody can talk any sense into any of you. But you have children.
Your time is up.
You have a sidewalk that goes down to Cynics. Yeah.
Not from my house.
Well, way more than it did. Way more than it did. And if you don't pass this, you're never going to see any progress.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Judy?
Judy Carrier, Auburn. Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me here today, being allowed to speak. During the public hearings, hundreds testified about a multitude of concerns because of the general but legal kind of final environmental impact statement, the FEIS, that Yarrow Bay submitted. The hearing examiner wrote hundreds of conditions so the details could be handled during the permitting stage. Some of the developments are now in the permitting stage, the detail stage, but it appears conditions to protect the city are being conveniently readjusted or wholly ignored. The construction on Roberts Drive involving the Rock Creek Bridge is a prime example. To be brief, it has to do with water moving to the villages and sewage moving out. Construction is in an environmentally sensitive area close enough to affect the creek, Lake Sawyer, wetlands, streams, wildlife, their habitat, around a bridge that has about 20 years of useful life left right now, before any growth. Apparently, conduit pipes are going under this old, historically significant, and environmentally sensitive bridge. Instead of doing all this new work on an old bridge, it makes more sense to me for the developer to build a new bridge. And I heard what she said. The city doesn't have the money to do this, but if the developer wants to use it to convey water to PP1A and PP2C, growth should pay for growth, right? Let Oak Point build a proper bridge. Since last summer, plans for the sensitive elements of these projects have been sent to the state by the city multiple times and withdrawn, September, October, November, December. In response to the last effort, an appeal was filed February 28th by Black Diamond citizens, asking the developer and the city to correct not just those problems, but those concerning fire and emergency response risks, timely notification of nearby and concerned residents, and construction noise. And did you know the hearing examiner conditioned a resident noise control hotline number? Apparently that was ignored too. One of the most disturbing issues included in this last appeal is that after permits have been approved, plans have been changed that never go back to the permit department for approval. There has been no development director or SEPA official in Black Diamond for a long time. That doesn't exclude the hardworking Andy. This is not protection of the city. I think experienced people should have been hired to those positions long ago. Hiring staff
Your time is up.
Is the mayor's job, and that these positions are vacant is unconscionable.
Your time is up.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public comment session.
So the consent agenda has been moved. There is no public hearings and unfinished business. Pat Pepper did not have the ability to remove item number 4, the resolution confirming the mayor's reappointment of Harvey Senecal.
That's not on the agenda. Mayor?
It's on my agenda. Mayor? And you did not have the authority to remove it. Councilmember Edelman.
So therefore, based on the legality of the mayor's placement of this on the agenda, I move to adopt this resolution confirming the mayor's planning commission reappointment of Harvey Senecal to position number 3.
Second.
Do we have any discussion?
Yeah. Harvey, you know, I think he wrote me an email, but I don't know if I should say what was in it. or not?
He did say that forget about it because he didn't want to interview with you.
No.
He came back and asked that was the only way he got to be on council or get to be on the planning commission, that he had to talk to you, he would agree to do that. And you never invited him to your meeting that you had whenever it was.
Yes, actually, I did. That is an untruth. Now, that is enough. That is enough. Now, Mr. Senegal and I and Brian Weber worked on the planning commission together, and we are fine with Mr. Senegal. All this, whatever this talk is that's negative, is absolutely untrue. Now, Mr. Senegal, at one point, you know what? Okay. Mr. Senegal had some constraints on his time, and we worked out that he would keep his name in. And I got an email from him today. I feel like I would be sharing information that I don't know if he would want shared. So
it's public information. If you got an email,
yeah, I got an email from him.
Yeah. It's public information.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's that I so if he wrote me an email on the city email, then I could share that.
Of course.
I don't know how he would feel about that. He said that he and his wife are, he either said thinking of or are going to sell, and he doesn't know where they're going to be living. But if he is living back in Black Diamond, he will keep his hat in the ring. And I think that I wish he and his family very well. I hope he lives in Black Diamond. I look forward to the conversation if he does. And I would just like to say that...
Councilmember Edelman.
Well, earlier in the conversations tonight, it was mentioned that both you, Ms. Pepper, and Mr. Weber, who have worked with Mr. Senecal in the past on the Planning Commission, and you have respect for him.
Yes.
Then I do not understand, especially regardless of what his future living conditions may be, right now, today, he's got his hat in the ring, and... There should be a vote tonight. If he can only be here for a short period of time, so be it. But let's give him the respect that he deserves. He's done an outstanding job on our planning commission, and I think he's been horribly disrespected.
Councilmember Pepper?
I would like to say that at no time have I disrespected this person in any way. This is not on the agenda, and...
Mayor.
Councilmember Pepper, I put it on the agenda. You cannot remove it.
Exactly.
Councilmember Morgan?
Are you making this decision, Madam Chair, on the basis of your attorney, Mr. Edelman's advice?
RCW 35A12100.
It doesn't say anything about putting items on the council's agenda. It says stuff about informing the council about what's going on with the matters of the city.
Councilmember Didi.
So while we're on the discussion, so you should appoint Harvey back onto the commission. Even if he's here for another 8 months while he's getting his affairs together and putting his house up for sale or whatever he's doing, we haven't had anybody else apply. And the one person who did apply, I think it was Jason Seth, you guys said no, he wasn't in line with you guys, so no, he wasn't going to come on. So I just think that you should appoint him and allow him to continue with what he's been doing on the Planning Commission. And if you're not, then at least you should be able to say, I'm sorry, we're not going to appoint him because A, B, and C. But every time we have this conversation, you don't say why. You just say, I need to talk to him. So now you guys have talked to him. You've worked with him. There's no reason why you shouldn't appoint.
There's a motion and a second on the floor. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No, I would also like to say that because...
Did you vote?
No, let her finish talking.
I would also like to say...
You need to vote. This is a vote. This is a vote. Yes or no? Motion passed.
No, wait a minute.
Next, yes.
No, wait a minute. No.
The next point of order. Agenda is item number 5.
I appeal the decision of the chair.
Adopting.
I appeal the decision of the chair. You can't overrule appealing the decision of the chair.
She can. I'll second no. Pat's appeal. Yes,
she can. You can, no. I appeal the decision of the chair.
The next
and
item on the agenda.
The people that are
you have
in
not
favor.
Voted. You have not voted.
You have put something on the agenda that is not on the agenda. It is not on the council's agenda. And you have railroaded a vote.
Mayor, I appeal
the decision of the chair.
Councilmember
and
Dean.
I have a second.
Mayor Benson.
And I would like the clerk to take a vote.
May I state that once a vote has been taken and we move on to the next subject, you cannot go back. It has to be within that minute.
I so appeal the
late.
Decision of the chair, and
late.
I have a second.
You are too late to change
no,
your vote.
No, I am not.
Yes, I have it on Ann McFarland on a website that she sent to all of us, and it's stated that once you make a vote, whether you voted or not, whether you sat quietly, that you cannot change it once it has moved to another area.
It hasn't moved to another area yet. I appeal the decision of the chair.
We're under new business
now. Those persons that are in favor of the mayor's decision can vote yes. Those that are not in favor can vote no.
Councilmember Pepper, you have no role here.
The mayor can take the vote, and if she refuses to take the vote, any council member can take the vote.
What are you appealing?
So,
we have a resolution
are you willing
authorizing
to take a vote?
The transportation
all right, Councilmember Deedy, do you vote yes?
That, Mr. Hannes.
Can
Mr.
you
Hannes,
vote? No, wait a minute. Can you vote yes
please.
That you agree with the mayor's decision?
Please be quiet.
No.
Will you please be quiet?
I appeal the decision of the chair. It has a second.
Please be quiet.
Councilmember Deedy has not voted. Councilmember Morgan.
Pepper,
I vote against
that
the mayor.
That you do not agree.
I do not agree with the mayor.
Janie Edelman, Councilmember
this
Edelman.
This is an illegal act. You have been ruled out
Councilmember
of order.
Weber.
You need to be quiet.
Councilmember Weber.
I do not agree with the mayor's.
Councilmember Pepper does not agree with the mayor's decision to put item number 4 on the agenda and railroad a vote. And the chair must abide by the decision of the council. And that decision is... Item number 4 is not on the agenda, and the decision to put it there is not okay.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council.
Mr. Hannes, thank you.
So we're here to talk about the 6-year transportation improvement program. Last week we met in a work study. The recommendation from the council to us, the staff, was to put some sort of reference in the 6-year TIP to the draft capital improvement program. We have done that. That's in the packet. We put all the CIP projects in parentheses in the plan. This morning, as I checked my email, I saw the new plan, the proposed amendments. In my limited time to look through it, I did notice that there are some good aspects to it. More pedestrian safety, specifically connecting the Roberts Drive area to like James Street, that area, you know, we're deficient there. That'd be a good addition. So Black Diamond Ravensdale Road pedestrian safety from Kanaskat, from the Morgan Creek neighborhood down to 169. Now that's kind of a scary road. Nobody really wants to walk down that. You know, there might be some opportunity there in the future as well. A couple of issues with this amended 6-year TIP. we do need to have figures in there. So we're money. We need to know what these projects might cost. That those need to be in there. We need the length of those projects. We didn't have time to look at that, to assign figures, to assign lengths or anything. So, and, you know, as has already been discussed a bit tonight, is the Rock Creek Bridge. To be perfectly clear, stopping the doing a replacement of the Rock Creek Bridge, changing this project right now from a repair to a replacement, does not stop the development. It does not stop the waterline project on Roberts Drive. They're going. There's no stopping them. These projects are separate. You know, we work together for timing and that sort of thing, but stopping the Roberts Drive project does not stop the water main project. So the Transportation Improvement Board, they've been very clear with us. If we try to replace it, if they let me know this morning, if we change the six-year TIP and we change the Rock Creek Bridge to a replacement, the funding's gone. It's that simple. For the reasons, it would add $500,000 to $600,000 more to the project. We'd have to redesign it. That would delay the project even further. We're already on a tight deadline with the Transportation Improvement Board. There would be additional permitting requirements as we would be to replace the bridge. We would be working in the water. So we would need the JARPA from the Army Corps of Engineers, the HPA, that application is being drafted right now. And with those delays, our funding would be gone. Transportation Improvement Board, they don't mess around. They've been very patient with us. And, you know, we're talking to them several times a week now because they want to know that this project is going to go forward. You know, if it's not going to go forward, we need to let them know. If we don't let them know, they're going to make their decision in May. So do we want to let them know now, or do we want them to make the decision for us in May? I know there is the desire. There's been a lot of talk, you know, maybe they can't put the water line across the bridge if we need to replace it or we stop this project. That's not going to happen. The bridge as it is, even with the 20-year remaining life on it, it is enough to support the water line. That won't stop it. So one thing I'd like to propose is we have a six-year TIP that we drafted that had, it will keep the repair of the Rock Creek Bridge, it will keep the Roberts Drive project going. We adopt that. In the 2018 to 2023 TIP, we add in these other additions, like the pedestrian improvements. The one thing that was in there as well is some culvert upgrades, culvert replacements. Mm-hmm. You know, that would be important. We'd want to program in those costs as well. I'm sure there are stormwater funds that we could use to put towards those projects as well. But right now, it's not the time to do it. As Dan and I have said, we will be drafting this next six-year TIP, probably starting at the end of next month, early May. In that, we will program in these. We can program in these other updates. But if we can't kill this project. We're talking about pedestrian improvements for other parts of the city, but we're going to take them away from the people of Morganville. And we have to ask ourselves the question, how is this good for the city of Black Diamond? If we take away this whole project, how is that good for the city of Black Diamond? I argue that it's not. I can't find any reason why it would be good. We worked a lot of hours on this project. As city staff, our costs are up around $20,000 that we've contributed alone to this project. Those are costs that we can get reimbursed by the Transportation Improvement Board at the end of the grant, at the end of a successful project. Right now, we just eat the cost. So far, in reimbursements from the Transportation Improvement Board, we have received $190,000. It is unlikely that they will make us repay that money, but that is a possibility. I doubt they'll make us repay that money, but that's $190,000 that we paid for design. So overall, our project is up around $220,000. If we decide that we're going to shift gears and try to replace the bridge, the project stops. We can't do anything. We don't have another $500,000 or $600,000 to replace the bridge right now. What we can do is we can extend the useful life of the bridge. A replacement would be about a 24-foot wide. So the cost in the study that Parametrics did is about a 24-foot wide bridge. Approximate cost for the bridge and the permitting, about $500,000. That doesn't include the design costs that would need to be added in. So with that, we really need to keep this project going. It's such a great benefit for the people of Morganville, for the people of Black Diamond. That's the major east-west corridor through the city. It's a bumpy road. It's dangerous. We always get ruts on the edge of the pavement. Cars catch that edge. It's not safe for pedestrians. It's not safe for drivers. Or bicyclists or anybody else. That is true. This is an excellent project. Let's get it going. If you don't want to do it, just be clear with us so we can just let the Transportation Improvement Board know, you know what, we're done. We're going to go a different direction. But let's just let them know either way, please. Thank you.
Councilmember Morgan.
Hi. I've actually said this before, but I'm being advised to by the staff of the city to do what I see as a direct contradiction of the Black Diamond Municipal Code. And the replacement of that code, when significant money was spent, it's dates in there that the bridge needs to be replaced.
Does it say it shall be replaced or should
be replaced? Well, the thing of it is, the should is close enough for me. And the thing of it is, it did originally say must. Then when the developer was here, that was one of the things I was complaining about, where they diluted our code. That was one of the things they did. They changed that one word. Everybody who saw it go by thought, oh, no, it won't really matter. Now it comes to shove. There were really good and solid reasons why that bridge needed to be replaced. It probably needed to be replaced at the time when that code change went in was 2009. They worked on it for about 8 months when it went in.
I pledged
to uphold the Black Diamond Municipal Code. I don't see what else I can say.
Yeah, we understand the benefits of a replacement of the bridge. You know, there's fish passage issues. There's wildlife passage issues. You know,
there's the beaver dam. There's all those accidents that are going to happen when those big animals are crossing the road and all that traffic is hitting them. Yeah.
So in regards to that, the bridge has been there for over 100 years. The animals don't care if we do it right now or if we do it in the future.
The dead ones will.
The dead ones might.
There's
but
dead ones anyway.
Right now, we need to be concerned about the citizens of Black Diamond, not the animals of Black Diamond. You know, we can do these improvements to help out the animals and to help out the fish. Right now, just repairing the bridge doesn't change the existing conditions for the animals and for the fish. And we understand, you know, there are a lot of working parts. You know, there's a lot of invested groups. You know, we want the fish to thrive here in the Pacific Northwest. You know, that's a big thing. Not just for the tries, not just for wildlife that depend on the fish, not just for the sport fishermen, for everyone that relies on fish. But the Rock Creek Bridge replacing it doesn't solve bigger issues that are happening in the Northwest right now.
Councilmember Deedy, did you have your hand up?
Yeah, I just have a little thing I wanted to read, but should and shall in the city ordinance mean two different things. Mm-hmm. Shall means it will be done, and should does not mean that. So if you wanted to change that, you needed to get an ordinance passed through the council. So not really a question for you, Scott, but so that this bridge, the Rock Creek Bridge, is good for 20-plus years. So we're looking at 20 years that the bridge is good for. It could be 22 years. I mean, So if we approve this grant, our citizens benefit in that 20-plus years, having sidewalks and a walking path over the water and the lights down there. During the summer, I walk that out to meet my husband as he's coming home from Boeing from Auburn. I walk out there, and luckily he stops and picks me up. But I walk that daily, and when you're walking anywhere on down there on the Morgan Drive, you run into those semi-trucks that are coming, and it's not safe. It doesn't matter how far I go over, it's still unsafe. So when I get up there to the bridge, I sometimes have to wait a couple of minutes before cars come, and then I have to run because there's cars coming down. So this is really important for all citizens to get a walking path, to get sidewalks down there. So this is a chance for the council to show the citizens of Black Diamond that we care about the safety of our citizens, especially our children who walk to school or wait for the bus. Citizens that take their kids for a walk to the library, to the ball fields, to the bakery, maybe for a donut, or to the Senex gas station for a snack, or to the gym, or to the bicycle park, or to the skateboard park. And just like the grant the city got for sidewalks on Lawson Hill, for your kids, Brian Weber, you know, they have that luxury of having sidewalks to get to the school or anywhere else in the city safely. But you, Brian, I'm assuming, are going to deny the same safety you enjoy for your kids and for the kids coming out of Lawson Hill to catch the bus or to come down and go to walk to the school. Our citizens in Morgan Creek or in Morgansville deserve the same safety for their children. And it would be a shame for this council to strictly say, no, we're not going to take that grant, because we're going to steadfast and deny it because we want a new bridge. That's ridiculous. When you've got citizens out here who could benefit from having sidewalks, why would you even attempt to deny that? When it's a safety issue, we all want safety for our citizens. And denying this, I guarantee you, that tells your citizens that you don't care.
Councilmember Edelman.
I've got a couple of things. First of all, can somebody tell me where in the Black Diamond Municipal Code it is that talks about replacing the bridge? Because I think it's being misinterpreted.
1910.335.
Okay. All right, just a minute. So while I'm waiting for my computer to do its magical stuff, we all have been in receipt. I hope I'm not raining on your parade,
no,
Mayor.
No,
okay. We've received a couple of emails from our citizens concerning the new TIF. This one is from Jason Seth. It's addressed to Brenda, and it is going, I want to read it so it's officially in the record. I just became aware that the council majority have come up with a revised six-year TIP that may jeopardize the city's ability to receive $1.2 million in grant funds. It is my understanding that these funds are necessary to complete a repair/modification of the bridge on Roberts Drive, widen a portion of Roberts Drive, and build sidewalks from the bridge to City Hall. I am urging council to pass the unaltered version of the TIP. I understand that Pepper Morgan and Weber are intentionally sabotaging the new development. I disagree with what they are doing, but understand that is their intent. What I don't understand is why they would vote against money that would improve the safety, walkability, and drivability of Roberts Drive for their current constituents. I live on Sunny Lane. The sidewalk improvements alone would allow my family, including two of my children who are under the age of six, to safely walk to the library. I am urging my elected officials to do nothing that would jeopardize the city's ability to collect that $1.2 million grant. I will not be able to attend the meeting tonight, so please include my comments as part of the record. Also, please forward my comments to all the elected officials. Thank you, Jason Seth. Then we also, all of us, received this afternoon an email from Patrice Norgate. And the subject is, don't jeopardize our children's safety. She says, please do whatever you need to do to come together to accept the $1.2 million grant for the improvements to Roberts Drive. This is a no-brainer. Find a way to separate this issue out from everything else that is being disputed. Get it approved, and you will all be heroes. It's a win-win. Otherwise, it's our children who lose. So, the other thing I want to do, and if you want to call on somebody else, I want to reserve the right to come back because I want to talk about 1910-335.
Does anybody have any comments? Councilmember Pepper?
The TIP has a number of proposed changes. The TIP is still a work in progress for a number of reasons. The Transportation Improvement Plan is an important policy document. Right now, the council is being asked to expedite it, but that doesn't mean we can pass it without addressing serious concerns. I think if you have the document, there is a column with comments and notes, and the second item one, replace the Rock Creek Bridge. And what this does is for stream and fish passage. The bridge is over 100 years old. If you have this document, on the upper right-hand corner is a criteria, review criteria. This repair would only extend to the life of the bridge for 20 years. If the bridge is replaced sooner, the health of the stream would be improved. The first number six, the first page, the first number six, the portion of Roberts Drive from the library to the highway 169 is in worse shape than this portion. There is a new, the one at the bottom. Pedestrians cannot safely travel from Roberts Drive to the school, the ball fields, or the sidewalk on 3rd Avenue.
May I address that really quick?
Yes.
So,
Councilmember Deedy.
So you're talking about Roberts Drive down there by the Discover Center, I'm assuming you're talking about. So I walk that. I walk from my house to the community center to serve up there. So I walk from my house, I go up Baker Street, I go to 2nd Avenue, I go to Park Street, I go to Railroad Avenue. I'm up on the main highway for a few seconds. I go behind the guardrail. I go down, I believe that's Railroad again, down behind the Discover Building. And then I cross where the wall is, where the pond is, and then I go over to the community center. So there is a safe route right now for anybody who's on Roberts Drive. There's no sidewalks on Roberts Drive. You can certainly ask for Roberts Drive, Chris and Brian. But I'm talking about is that what you're saying is from Roberts Drive to the school, there's no safe route. And I just told you there is a safe route right there. From Roberts Drive, behind the Discover Building, up onto the main road behind the guardrail, there's a path right there that everybody uses, and then you dip right down into Railroad Avenue, and that takes you straight to Park Avenue, straight to the skateboard park.
Councilmember Edelman?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, just to talk about that, it may not be optimum, and it may not be what we would really like in the long run, but it works for today, okay? What you guys keep proposing is stuff that when we get ready to do the next TIP, add it. But you guys, when we have work studies, never bring anything up during the work studies when the staff can go ahead and incorporate these things, price it out, and figure out how much money that we can ask for in a grant. Now, I want to back up a little bit because I found in the municipal code, and it is 1910-335, it talks about Rock Creek / Lake Sawyer / Ravensdale Creek to the north and northeast. And there's a bunch of bullets. But it does talk about the existing Rock Creek / Roberts Road Bridge should be replaced, again, should, to meet the same bridge standards when programmed as part of capital improvement program. So my suggestion to the majority is put it in the CIP. Then you can put it for 2018. Then you can add it into the TIP for 2018. Let's work on this as a comprehensive council. It's something that we would all like to see done, but you need to work within the bounds of the rules. And what you're trying to do right now is to shove something down our throat that the net effect is going to be $1.2 million grant that goes away, and Roberts Drive, that one half, is going to be worse than it even is right now with the construction going on. So I might suggest that we go back and look at what the staff has proposed in their TIP, pass that tonight, then shutter. Let's talk about this as part of the TIP planning and the CIP planning for 2018. That's what makes sense. That's what councils are supposed to do. And again, you can be a hero.
Councilmember Pepper.
I move that this amended resolution and transportation improvement plan be placed before the council as we have it now, and that it also be postponed until our first meeting on April the 6th. Do I have a second?
Why? I will second that because I think that there's a lot of discussion that needs to take place. And as I've said before, this tip with this program on that bridge, I could not vote for. If that bridge was taken off of the tip, then I could vote for the tip the way it stands.
Oh, you are so crazy.
The attorney wants to make a comment.
So, Councilmember Edelman, just to follow on and maybe elaborate a bit on your discussion of the Municipal Code 1910-355C.
335.
Or, sorry, 335C. So that sentence you read, existing Rock Creek Roberts Road Bridge should be replaced to meet the same bridge standards when programmed as part of capital improvement program. What that's referring to is, it's not a mandate that the city replace the bridge. It's a mandate that if, it's not even a mandate, it's a should, but if the city decides to place the replacement of the bridge on the capital improvement program, then the standards for building that bridge need to comply with the habitat and wildlife standards that are being adopted. That's all it is.
Exactly, yeah. And I didn't say that, but that's the whole point is when we get ready to do that new bridge, whenever that may be, then we have to follow whatever the latest standards are. Yeah, and we have to have it in the appropriate venues.
That's what I was getting, Ms. Morgan. If you're really having trouble in going against a MUCD, that's exactly what it states. It doesn't state that we will do it. It says when we will rebuild the bridge, we will provide for this kind of habitat and those mm-hmm. conditions. So you're not going against rules, so I'm just trying to explain that to you, so maybe you'll vote on this, because it says when we do replace the bridge, here's some criteria that you should try to implement into this, and that's what it means. I'm not trying to, but
you got to remember that I was also here when those discussions were happening. I know what it means.
I know it's really tough to change your mind, so we're going to switch over here. One of the things is this has not been expedited. This is 9 months. So I don't know how you get like this jammed it down anyone's throat. The funding cycle for this was last August. So whatever changes we do, it's not going to matter
quiet.
Right now. So the funding cycle, you have this done, like we'll do it and have it done in May, public hearing in June. Hopefully it's passed in June, which it isn't. And then they give the money out and usually dedicate in August. We're past that. So whatever changes we're doing now, it's wasted ink. So if you don't pass this, we're going to lose the money. You're not going to have either one. You're not going to have a bridge, or you're not going to have a sidewalk. It's just plain as that. So I don't know what you're trying to do. Ryan, I'm pleading that you're not going to stop. The water line has nothing to do with this project. If they had to replace the bridge, they don't have to. They'll bore underneath the creek and come up like they did on. I don't have anything to do with the development. I work for the citizens of Black Diamond existing. This is what it's for, and this is what you try to get to. This is for the citizens that live there. If you stop this or try to say you're going to go for the bridge, we're not going to have either one. I mean, that's plain. We talked to TIB today. It's not going to happen. They're going to take the money back in May. And we might have to pay $200,000. I know you're going to go vote and propose, but somebody has to get their head out of the clouds and just vote on for the public. It's not going to stop it. The sidewalk between James Street and that, why would we want to do that when the development in a couple of years is going to have to rip out that whole intersection and do it? You're throwing money away. I don't believe in that. I believe in taxpayers' dollars for what we need. Make the development pay for it. Heck, if I'm going to put a sidewalk where the developer's going to come and rip it out in 350 homes. No. This is a good project for us. Pass it. We have nothing else to say. If not, we're going to call them up tomorrow and say, hey, guys, give it to Aldona. So.
Councilmember Deedy.
So all I heard, Pat Pepper, is that the fish are more important than our kids and our citizens' safety. That's all I heard from you.
And there are a great many pedestrian
items. All I heard was how important it was for the fish to have a safe passage through. I didn't hear one thing from you to say how important it would be for our children and our citizens, their parents, to have a safe passage for themselves. Shame on you. So I'm going to make a motion to adopt a resolution approving the 2017-2022 six-year transportation improvement
second
program.
There's a motion on the floor with a second already.
What?
I seconded it.
Yeah, she did.
I did. I seconded it to send it to committee.
No.
Well, I'm seconding it now.
Well, she seconded it before.
She put a motion on the floor.
Yeah, I know.
You can't do that. You didn't
second it. She did second it.
I did.
She did second it.
You're going to go hit
Oh, for Pete's sake.
You guys
okay.
Speak up when you second. I would appreciate Councilmember
Pepper.
No, I
Oh, she did, though.
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear her say it, Dede? Edelman? I didn't hear her say it either.
Councilmember, please be quiet. Councilmember Pepper.
I recognize that this is something that you would like to see passed. I need a lawyer. And I need a lawyer that's a, wait a minute, I would like to make sure that there is a council-approved lawyer, and I would like it in writing. I would consider.
Is this another form of blackmail? Because this is not going to work with me.
Mayor Benson.
Councilmember Deedy.
So let me get this right. You guys stated, Brian Weber, you passed the budget for the mayor to go out and for an RFQ for a city attorney. She agreed and she did just that. But you're still sitting here saying that you will not listen to him, even though she fought, she's doing what you told her to do. You're still saying, I'm not going to listen to him. I'm going to wait until hopefully somebody applies, which nobody has. I'm still speaking. And nobody has. So, and until somebody gets hired, which is a process, we will be too late for this grant. You are so crazy. So I want to amend my motion.
There is a motion on the floor that has a second.
It did not have a second.
It did.
Nobody heard the second.
I heard it. She leaned forward and said second.
She did.
So I would.
There is a motion.
And so there's a motion on the floor and it needs a vote.
There's a motion and a second for the original TIP.
No, there isn't. There is a motion that came before that that had a second.
It did not have a second.
Yes, it did.
I heard it.
Mayor?
Councilmember Deeley.
All right, let's for the sake of stopping this incessant arguing, which gets us absolutely nowhere, I would like Councilmember Deeley to have the floor.
I would amend my motion to
amend their motion.
Right, to amend your motion that we pass the resolution approving the 2017-2022 six-year transportation improvement plan program tonight.
I second that.
So now you can vote on yours.
No, you vote on theirs.
No.
Yours. Right. Yeah.
So now we vote on the amendment.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So could you please announce what exactly it is we're voting on? We're voting on Councilmember Deedy's amendment to the first motion.
To my motion.
Right. Okay.
And the amendment was to adopt the TIP tonight.
Yeah.
And
the
staff's TIP.
Yeah.
Okay.
Councilmember Weber.
So as far as this TIP goes and the funding, the grant money, I think there's a lot of misinformation out there. Jason Seth's email, I think, said it all. There's no way. I am not here to try to stop. What did he say? My intent is to stop the development. Or sabotage new development.
Perception.
That's a bunch of
That's
crap.
What it looks like.
But
perception,
the point is, reality. I'm trying to make, I have the floor, is that this Rock Creek Bridge project has been going on for quite a while, has it not?
Yes.
And we're on, what, third, fourth iteration of the SEPA?
Yep.
So what I want to know is, now I've heard from staff and other people, you have to pass this thing tonight. I talked to Greg Armstrong on Tuesday, and I asked him specifically if there was still question on the CIP, if we did not vote on it tonight, if that would jeopardize our grant monies if we didn't vote until the first meeting in April. And he said it would not. And I'm aware
that is true.
It's CIP, and I'm aware that they have their their May 18th meeting up in Bellingham. And so, based on that, I said before. I mean, I've heard it before. Oh, we just give the money back. That's not what it's about. You know. So, I just wanted it to be out there on the record. That we do have, if Councilmember Pepper's proposal to move this to the next meeting goes through, that doesn't automatically and should not automatically say that money goes away. And it's not fish versus people. I know my, you know, everybody keeps dragging my kids into this. So my son has some friends that live down there. I know some of the parents live down there. And, yes, the sidewalks would be good. But we also need to understand what we're getting with the TIP and with the projects that are in there. And it sounds like there's some obvious clarification that needs to happen over the next week or two.
Mayor?
So, you know, it's been 9 months since this TIP has been in front of you. 9 months. What other information do you need that you didn't ask for in 9 months? It took you a whole year to approve the grant, the stormwater grant. Are you going to take a whole year and lose $1.1 million on a project that is good for the citizens of this city? A safety project. Safety project.
Mayor?
Councilmember Edelman.
And my question is, what are you going to know in 2 weeks that you don't know tonight and that you haven't been told in the last 9 months?
You don't
because you don't talk
to
about
us.
It in your committee meetings.
You never come to the city and talk
you
to
You don't talk to the
about
staff.
It.
What are you going to learn in 2 weeks?
So I would like to know, what more information do you need or do your handlers need so that they can give you an informed decision?
Councilmember Deedy?
So I don't understand. At the last public comment period, where we had the chance to talk to the citizens, a citizen asked, what are you working on in the committees? Where are you at on this issue, on the TIP? And you didn't have an answer. You just said, we're still looking at it. And they said, well, you haven't even talked about it at the committee meetings I've gone to, so what are you doing? I don't understand, and it's just like your budget, Brian. At the last hour, your budget came forward, and it's the same with this. At the last hour, this comes forward. How transparent is that? Please, I really want to know how transparent this is. It's not transparent. This is, again, where you guys aren't being forthcoming with citizens, with your staff, with your mayor, and with your fellow council members, whether it be two council members or three. This is crap, that this comes forward at the last, whether it's two more weeks that you're holding on to it because somebody in Bellevue handed this to you a week ago and said, here, pass this. I want this passed. This is what I want. This is BS. You guys are not talking to anybody, and you just bring this stuff out at the last minute. So
Scott Hannes has something he wants to say.
Just to be clear, you know, the big sticking point between the two versions of the six-year TIP is the Robert Stripe project. Mm-hmm. Vote for the original six-year TIP to repair the bridge. We keep the money. We'll vote for the amended version to replace the bridge. We lose the money. It's that simple. If we were going to program it into the six-year TIP to replace the bridge, it would have been nice to do that 9 or 10 months ago, rather than waiting all this time while we've been spending taxpayer money. So these funds come from fuel tax. So it's not just the citizens of Black Diamond that pay into it. It's the entire state of Washington. Mm-hmm. And basically, if we move forward with the replacement of the bridge and we lose the grant funding, that's $220,000 of taxpayer money wasted.
And $1.2 million.
So, Mayor.
Councilmember.
So what in your if you're bringing this 2 weeks out, what are you working on? You've heard everything tonight. Everything tonight from staff, from Janie and I, from your citizens. What is it that you're going to go back with and you're going to discuss? Because none of you go in to talk to staff. We already know that. That's not even a debate. We know that for a fact. So what is it that you're going to go back and talk with Pat Pepper, Erica Morgan, and Kristen Bryant? What are you guys going to discuss and bring forward? Can you be honest tonight and say, this is what we're going to do, and we're not going to back down?
There is a lot of information in this amended TIP proposal, and I think it's from many resources, and there's a lot for citizens to look at if they're interested. And excuse me, I have the floor.
Did you not listen to what Scott just said?
Yes, I did.
There is nothing in your amended version that would be accepted by the people that gave us the grant. TIB would turn it down. There is nothing in your amended motion, your amended version that could be accepted, period. We've already had the project approved through the way that they're doing it now. You can't change in the midstream. This has been before you for 9 months. It's time that you realize, where are you going to go with this? You're going to go to a committee meeting. You're not going to go to staff. You're not going to come into the city. You're not going to talk to me. You're not going to talk to Andy. You're not going to talk to Scott. You're not going to talk to Dan, because you haven't done it in the past. You haven't done it in 9 months. So what is the big deal about waiting two more weeks, Scott?
So I think it would be more appropriate with these changes in the amended TIP to include that in the 2018 to 2023 TIP, since we'll need to adopt that by July 1st of this year. That's something that we're more than willing to do, to incorporate that in that TIP. None of those new projects are dependent on the 2017 TIP. So, you know, we can all get what we want. We can get these new projects into the six-year TIP, into the 2018 to 2023 TIP. We can continue forward with the improvements to the Rock Creek Bridge with the sidewalks and the overlay and everything through Morganville. It's a win-win. Everyone gets what they want.
And you should remember, too, that if we don't get the grant, then we're going to have a piece of crap, Roberts Drive, that'll be as dangerous as it was before, and we will lose some money.
Yes, the developer with their water main projects, there will be some improvements to one lane in different spots where water line does go into the ground. So we are going to have, you know, a paved half, and then we're going to have, you know, our old cement concrete panels where, you know, one side still bouncing across. But this grant between 236 and City Hall will complete that. It won't just be a half-half. There will be a complete overlay. It will be nice and cleaned up. It's such a great project.
Councilmember Pepper?
Councilmember Weber, could you please state what you said before about...
That's the guy with the crappy memory?
About... Yeah, you spoke to someone that said the grant would not be lost in 2 weeks. Was that true?
Oh, we'll talk about the call to Greg Armstrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Greg was very encouraged by his conversation with you. Mm-hmm. So.
But I think he expected us to pass the TIP so we could pass the grant at the next meeting. That's basically what he was anticipating, is that when you said you didn't want to stop the project, that you were in favor of the project going forward, and then we could pass the grant at the next meeting.
Yeah, I didn't. That's not what I said or asked. I specifically asked him about voting for the TIP tonight versus voting for the TIP at our first April meeting, not the grant. I didn't have any discussion on the grant money. It was about the other.
Mayor.
Councilmember Edelman.
I just want to say actions speak louder than words. And so what you're seeing here tonight is more inaction, stall and delay. We all know that they don't discuss anything in their committee meetings because they're a bigger waste of time than our council meetings. And, yes, and we do know because we have some dedicated citizens here who have in the last 15 months gone to almost every single one when they can find them. Why don't you guys step up? Do the right thing. Put your items in next year's TIP. Again, I'm going to quote Ms. Norgate. This is a no-brainer. Put it in next year's TIP. It gives everybody an opportunity to do. You can do all the research that you want to do because you'll have months to go do your research and wait for your answers to come in. But do the right thing tonight. Pass this. Let's get on with something.
Councilmember Pepper.
We have a motion on the floor.
We have an amendment to the motion.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's an amendment. True. To the motion.
Where are we on that?
I thought amendment. We voted.
You know, you guys really need to track first. A little bit better.
Yeah, I know we have to do the amendment. The amendment was to pass the mayor's TIP. Yep. Was an amendment
the staff's
to
tip.
The staff's TIP. Was an amendment to Pat's motion. That's to send right. It to
postpone.
To postpone it, to send it to committee.
Correct.
Okay.
Committee or that's next correct. Meeting?
Yeah. Next, postponed until our first meeting on April the 6th.
Yeah, not committee.
To April
the
6th.
Next council meeting is what she talked about.
Before council tonight and then to place it back on the April 5th agenda.
I thought the meeting was the 6th.
It is.
I
mean, yes, it's April 6th.
Yeah.
So can I?
Councilmember Deedy.
So between now and April 5th, what are...
Six.
Sorry. April 6th. What are you, is each of you meeting with each other, or are two of you meeting somewhere?
Do you have
discussing?
A meeting planned?
What's happening?
Do you
want
to make an appointment with staff to talk to staff about the TIP?
Of course
not. So I'm just curious, what's happening in between? Because we have a debate going on now.
There is a motion on the floor.
But I'm just asking
but
a question,
but the motion
Pat.
Is to adopt the staff's TIP. That's what the motion is.
Shall we vote on it?
The most recent motion.
Mayor.
Shall we vote on it?
Okay.
And then we can move on?
All those in favor?
Aye. Opposed.
No. No.
You should be ashamed of yourselves.
Oh, that's sweet. Kiss your mom with that mouth.
All right, and there is the original motion on the floor.
There is, and the original motion was Pat's motion to postpone the tip until April 6th. Is that correct?
Yes.
No tip. It was before the council tonight and to postpone to December 6th.
Okay, and I'll second that motion. December? Do we hear that? I'm seconding it.
April
6th.
Yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No. You know.
Okay, let's move on. The next item is an ordinance adopting low-impact development regulations. Mr. Hannes.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council. So low-impact development, this is a requirement of our stormwater permit from the Department of Ecology. This is just for first reading tonight. It would be inappropriate to take action tonight. We need to have a public hearing on this first. We are proposing to have a public hearing at the April 6th meeting. So these changes in the Black Diamond Municipal Code, they deal with incorporating low-impact development as a preferred best management practice for development. In the packet, you have a strike-through underlying version of the ordinances, the changes that have been made. We hired AHBL to help us with these changes. The Department of Ecology recommends using a document drafted by AHBL to help incorporate your changes, and we hired them to help us. So we're very confident in the help we received from them. In the packet as well, there's a spreadsheet, a table with the changes, how we looked at the different items of the code and what changes might be appropriate. Some of the changes include things like, you know, we get rid of a kind of a backdoor way to get around the tree removal ordinance. Instead of someone, a developer that owns a property, you know, maybe they want to clear out some trees as part of any development permit that they'd apply for, they would have to buy into the city's tree replacement program. As the code stands now, there's a way to get around that. They could just go in, they can get exemptions that apply for different properties, take out the 6 significant trees, and then immediately after they could come in and get a development permit and they wouldn't have to replace those trees. So those are some of the things that we're changing. It sets maximum amounts of impervious service on lots. There are ways to expand that maximum amount from 50% surface coverage to 70%. If the applicant proves that it is feasible, that low-impact development methods are feasible to increase that amount. Some of the updates are just definitions. There are tighter definitions from the Department of Ecology on best management practices and that sort of thing. So if you have any questions, please let us know. AHBL is willing to come and give a presentation to the council as a whole at the April 6th meeting prior to the public comment. And following that, we'll be able to hopefully move forward with adoption. If there are any questions now, I'd be happy to answer them.
Councilmember Edelman?
Well, I think that would be great for AHBL to come in and give us a presentation. Mm-hmm. Is it staff's thought that after the public hearing that we would be voting on this ordinance that same night, or move it to the 20th of April, which would be the second meeting of the month?
Ideally on the 6th, but it could, depend on the public comment that's received, it could go to the 20th. But this is another item that we do need to get through to get back into compliance with our permit.
I just might want to suggest to the council that we've got a couple of weeks or 3 weeks now before the next meeting that maybe we should all do our homework and come prepared to the meeting so that, especially if we have a consultant here, that maybe we could ask some intelligent questions and be able to move on without having
our typical debacle that we have every meeting.
Well, I think one more thing, too, is it was recommended by the Planning Commission to come forward to the council. Yes, Councilmember Pepper.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Do we vote to have the presentation, or how does that work?
No, it just has to be consensus. If you want a presentation, we can have a presentation. Councilmember Deedy.
So that's what I was just going to state, is that it would be nice to have AHBL here doing a presentation at that next meeting. So we know Janie has stated yes. I have stated yes. So we just need one of the three of you to say that you would recommend that as well.
And it doesn't have to be a motion and a vote. It just needs
to be a consent of three of us.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, I'm good with that also. I think it would be good for the contractor to, or the consultant, however you want to call him, to actually come in and not only address council, but be able to address the public if questions, or at least so they can explain maybe better what's from the technical side of it.
Yeah, and the presentation does get into the why we even need to do this, and it goes into the reasoning why certain changes were made. Mm-hmm. So it's a good presentation.
Did he come to the meeting? Oh, yeah, they came to the meeting. Yeah, Alex and Wayne. Okay.
Thank you.
So that'll be on our agenda coming up, Mayor?
On the 6th.
First part.
The next item on the agenda is a binding statement of intent through an interlocal agreement with Regional Services of King County for continued animal services beginning January 1st. And this is part one of a two-step process to continue our animal control. And it's proven to be a lot less expensive to have them do it than some cities that have decided to form their own animal control, but it's not very cost-effective to do that. So we've contracted with King County for a very long time.
Mayor.
Councilmember Morgan.
So I looked at this a little bit today. It's a good half inch or more of paper. I think it had some good things in it. I pulled out what we have in our animal control part of our Black Diamond Municipal Code as well. I'm suggesting or moving, why don't I move this for first reading and move it to the GovOps Committee for review. I'm thinking that while there's...
And you're going to bring it back.
There's, I don't really know. There's over half an inch to read in here. And one of the things that I'm saying, that I'm noticing, is that our regulations have to line up with their new regulations. And it looks to me like what was done in the past was the county animal control regulations just kind of got adopted as a separate annex next to ours, next to the ones that were the City of Black Diamonds. And I made a few notes, and I think that I need to have some other people help me go through this and try to make it into one document.
Councilmember Edelman.
I will say that the amount of paperwork that King County gave to us in this contract, it's over 100 pages for animal control. I mean, oh, my God. So... And I don't think we're time sensitive tonight, so if you want to move it to your committee, move it to your committee. But by God, discuss it in your committee. And if I may make one other comment about committees, since I'm mentioning it, you guys complain because the mayor does not notice your meetings. When you don't tell them when they are and where they are, and you change them and don't tell anybody, where our citizens can't find you and you're having them on Saturdays at God only knows where. You know, you guys need to start paying attention and having your acts together early enough in your process so that you can get them on the calendar. You know, in the old days, 2 years ago, we had all of our committee meetings on the calendar because they were set.
We knew every other Thursday, the Thursday prior to a council meeting, that there was a finance committee meeting with Ms. Miller and the mayor, if the mayor chose to show up before Carol was mayor. And we would discuss the vouchers, and then it would go into the packet. It was all done in advance of the packets going out. If there was a committee meeting for parks, cemetery, community development, public works, public safety, those were all set and on the calendar, and the meetings were held. But you guys don't ever have any advance notice, and so how in the heck do you expect anybody to show up? Plus, you're still having quorum committees, and that's illegal.
Councilmember Deedy?
So just a little bit off of that, and I know I've said it before, and I believe many citizens have said it as well. You know what's coming. You know what you're bringing up, so why don't you, when you come here, already have a set time and date for when you're going to hold your committee meetings and put those out right here where you have the majority votes to say we're holding our meeting at the library at 7 o'clock on Monday the 23rd or whatever day it is. So you have it on the record right here. And for the last year and a half, I've heard people say that to you, and you guys still don't do it. So my other thing is that I really have issues with when Erica just stated, when Councilmember Edelman asked, when are you going to bring this back? And Erica stated, well, I have a lot to read, so I don't know when it's going to come back. I have issues with one member of this council, and it goes with all the minutes being passed. One member says, I have issues, so I'm going to hold it back. So one member has such great control over this council that they decide when something's going to come back. That is not how it's done. This is a five-member council, and items need to come back to this council in a timely manner. Not because one member, whether it's Erica Morgan, Brian Weber, Pat Pepper, that you decide that you're still looking it over, or your people in Bellevue are still doing stuff. It needs to come back for a vote. And if that one member still hasn't done their homework, too bad. At least the other four have. So stop saying and stop accepting the fact that one person says, I haven't had time to look it over. I haven't had time to do it, so it's not coming back. That's a lot of crap.
Councilmember Pepper.
I would like to back up a little bit and say that the meetings in the beginning of last year were scheduled in advance, were noticed, and were held in the council chambers, which we are all sitting in. And now, the mayor refuses to notice them, and it makes it a little bit difficult.
That doesn't answer the question. You know when you're going to hold your meetings, at the library or at the bakery. Mm-hmm. And you can set up appointments, I think it's like 3 months in advance at the bakery or at the library. So you guys don't have an excuse why you're not doing your own job.
And I was
those schedules.
I admit that I was noticing the meetings the first 5 months of the year when Yvonne Ward came along. She said these meetings are illegal, that they keep changing the agendas, it's wasting staff time. You didn't notice them properly. They were never noticed. You changed your agenda right up till the very last day. So we were re-noticing every meeting over and over and over again. And when Yvonne Ward came on board, she said, you're wasting staff time. You have all these PDRs to do. You shouldn't be noticing these illegal meetings. And that's when I quit doing it. So for 5 months, yes, I did. And then I quit at the advice of the attorney.
Mayor.
Councilmember Edelman.
And just as an addendum onto that, where's the meeting minutes for all of those meetings that were publicly noticed? Haven't seen them. They're not on the website. Now, our staff has been working their little fingers to the bone trying to get all of these meeting minutes out from last year. Where are yours for your committee meetings?
Councilmember Pepper.
We are on item 7. And are we finished with item 7? because I'd like, I have an item of additional new business.
Okay.
I have an item of additional new business, and it's the topic is mediation, and I would like to I would like to address the topic of mediation with regard to the MDRTs and Oak Point. Mediation cannot be effective without legal representation upholding the City Council's position with regard to the MDRT. Therefore,
wait, excuse
I
me.
Move
point of order. This is not. You did not get a. You need to have a vote.
Oak Point MDRT issue. The council representatives are Pat Pepper and Erica Morgan. The council will only attend mediation with an attorney approved by a majority vote of the council.
Wow.
I'll second that.
That was the motion was second.
Wow.
Mayor Benson.
Mayor?
That's not a motion.
Well, besides that.
That's not a motion.
She doesn't know what in the hell she's doing.
Councilmember Beatty.
Point of order.
I'm sorry. You know?
Point of order.
I'm going to take the floor. It is really, really difficult to sit up here and listen to the garbage that gets read to us at every one of these meetings. I cannot really tell you in public what I think.
It's no easier sitting on this side of that.
I know. Well, I listen to the audios too. That's even really painful too.
Okay. Well, let's.
But you
let's
need
have
to
some order.
You Pat Pepper are bringing something forward without a vote of the council,
which Erica says needs to be done.
You need to have a vote of the council in order to bring forth new business. The rest of it, you have no documentation. All you're doing is throwing out. You don't have a lawyer. Okay. Yeah, you do.
Anyway, it's not a real motion. Let's just move on.
Hang on.
Just a minute. I'd like
the
Pepper.
Floor. Yeah. I have a piece of new business, so I have to ask the council if that piece of new business can be brought forth.
Can you explain what it is?
So I would. So
what is it? What is it?
It's mediation.
She just read the whole thing out.
I know, but it's not a motion. It doesn't make sense.
I move with regard to mediation on the Oak Point MDRT issue. The council representatives are Pat Pepper and Erica Morgan. The council will only attend mediation with an attorney approved by a majority vote of the council.
What happened to Mr. Weber?
And I seconded her motion.
Councilmember Weber.
Wow.
I said that I was in favor of mediation, but I didn't say that I would 100% be able to make it.
All right. You guys need to.
Shall we put this on the agenda?
Jesus. Yes. So we have to vote to see if it can go on?
Uh-huh.
Mayor Benson, all right. May I speak?
Let him vote.
Well, that's fine, but can I just have a comment to it? I mean, I don't care if you vote.
Councilmember Deedy.
So, once again, you're dictating. So, Brian Weber, you got a hold of Erica, and you said, Erica, I can't do it, so can you do it?
No.
You got a hold of Pat Pepper and said you can't do it? So how do they know that you can't do it?
They're big girls. They can make up their own decisions.
Oh, yes. So, okay. So then again, just like your committees, you two are coming up here. You two have sat in your little arena, and you said, I'm going to be on the mediation. What do you think, Erica? I think that's great. Why wouldn't it come to a vote on who's going to be on it? Why wouldn't it be a discussion of the full body council, five members? Or even if you don't agree with Janie and I, why wouldn't it be a discussion of three members? You know, I don't understand this dictatorship that you guys do. You and Erica bring up all the time new stuff, and the only reason you didn't put this on the agenda is because you didn't want anybody to know about it. Otherwise, you would have had it on this agenda.
And you didn't add it to the agenda when you changed the agenda at the beginning of the meeting.
Yeah, but
Otherwise, you would have sent it out.
Council members
Otherwise,
can vote.
Otherwise, you would have sent it out this morning with a revised addition to your agenda. So you are being sneaky, if you want to call it that. And I know that there was a citizen from Bellevue that emailed asking why there wasn't any paper, any RFQs that went out for the MDART, and it was because we were going into mediation. So again, You guys are trying to stall the development. You're trying to do something where you don't want to, where you're throwing out, we don't have an attorney. For crying out loud, he's sitting right there.
We did not vote for that.
And you guys recognize him on, and you guys recognize him on certain occasions, and certain occasions you don't.
Even last meeting.
Exactly. So you can't have, he can't be half of attorney one day, a full attorney another day, and no attorney at all.
Council can put things on the agenda if it's voted by the majority of the people in the council.
But you don't even know how to do
Go
that.
Ahead.
Well, she...
It's,
no, she didn't.
I seconded that this item H should go on, could go on the agenda.
About
this,
mediation.
About mediation.
Yeah.
So are we going to vote on that?
Yeah.
You withdrew your first motion, correct? Are you withdrawing the very first motion where you moved
I keep
to?
Thinking it's the same thing.
It's not.
it is. It's tough.
They're two separate motions.
Yes, it
They're
is.
Not the same thing. One is placing it on.
Oh, yes. Okay.
You a vote.
Right, right.
And the second would be what you made the motion on already. So I would suggest withdrawing your very first motion where you said who was going to be on.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so right now we're voting on that it can indeed be placed on the agenda pending the vote.
Yeah, so you're withdrawing your very first motion.
Yes.
Correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just so we can make the record clear.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, now's the vote to put it on the agenda.
Are you going to take the vote from, am I?
You have to make the motion.
I make the motion that the topic of mediation be placed on the agenda. And do I have a second?
I second Pat's motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
All right.
Councilmember Pepper.
I move that with regard to mediation on the Oakport Point MDRT issue, council representatives are Pat Pepper and Erica Morgan, and that the council will only attend mediation with an attorney approved by a majority vote of the council.
And I will second Pat's motion.
Councilmember Edelman.
I just have a question. What attorney do you have in mind?
Mm-hmm. I don't have an attorney.
And you mean you're making a motion to have an attorney represent you, but you have no attorney.
Approved by the council.
But you have no attorney in mind at this point, or is it another lie? You're going to drag up somebody else.
I really think that you need to be respectful, not accuse.
Oh, I am respectful because I could use a lot of other words than that one.
There's a motion in a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No. Can we have a roll call?
Roll call vote.
Councilmember Deedy?
No.
Councilmember Morgan?
Yes.
Councilmember Edelman?
No.
Councilmember Weber?
Yes.
Councilmember Pepper?
Yes.
Okay, the next
item on the agenda is
department.
Mayor. When we agreed with Oak Point to participate in this mediation, it was on the understanding that Councilmember Weber would be attending.
Yes.
Mr. Weber, are you saying that you will not be attending now? You are not attending at all?
No, I won't be able to.
Okay.
Okay, the next item on the did you want
to? I was just going to say, because Oak Point agreed to do this, making the exception to having a council members do not attend mediation. It's the mayor's job to control litigation. So having a council member attend mediation is an unusual situation. Mm-hmm. And Oak Point's willingness to participate in the mediation rather than a lawsuit was on the understanding that you would be there. Now, I understand that you couldn't make a firm commitment to be there because you may have other obligations that might prevent you from attending. But it was understood that the council members attending would be you and Ms. Pepper. So if you're not going to attend, I don't know whether the mediation will go forward. I just throw that out there. I don't know what Oak Point will say at this point.
Well, and I don't know where I'm at to discuss anything on the email that you sent to me, but that is totally not the impression that I got. There was not anything. Now, you did mention that, like you just mentioned, that it's not a normal item to have a council member come, but to my recollection of that email, it did not state that that's what this whole mediation thing was based on.
Well, without disclosing the contents of our emails, I think you probably understand that the only way any agreement reached with Oak Point at a mediation would be successful and fruitful is if the council, because that agreement would have to be approved by the council, and there's only way the council will approve it is if there's three votes, and there needs to be somebody from I'll call it both sides, being kind of crude about it, but have both sides attending the mediation, both sides of the city's point of view attending the mediation. And as we discussed with Oak Point, you and Councilmember Pepper were going to be the two attending to represent the one faction of the city's viewpoint on that. So all I'm saying is I'm not sure whether Oak Point will be willing to participate in this mediation that we've all committed to at this point. So take that into consideration in your decisions.
It's time for department reports, Mr. Williamson.
Who attends the mediation is not a council decision. That is a mayoral decision.
Councilmember Morgan?
Maybe we should handle the consent agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did forget the consent agenda. Councilmember Morgan?
Okay. I want to bifurcate this consent agenda, actually.
That's a big word.
That's a big word. It means separate it out into its various parts. I have three vouchers.
Point of order.
I have three vouchers I want to pull from the voucher list.
Go for it.
44479 Parametrics for $1,325, contract 137.
How much was that for again?
1137. That's a contract number.
How much?
$1,325.
For services rendered.
Point of order.
And I'm going to just read these off, and then we'll get to it. It's right here. 44642 Kenyon Dyson contracts 151, 148, and 151 again. It's for $18,339.34. And 44654 RH2 for $4,465. That can't be right. I have to look at that. It's not 44,000, is it?
We could all have that much money.
Yeah. It's for $14,998.29, and that's contract 148. It said these have been denied for a lack of council authorization of a contract by the city, and the rest of the vouchers. I move that we pay them.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So the payroll, do I have a motion on the payroll?
I have a motion on the payroll to pay the payroll.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So minutes.
So bear with me for 1 second here.
Our meetings are still not following Robert's rules. Under this presider, it is difficult to decipher what's going on and what's supposed to go into the action minutes. Points of order, when there's a point of order called, the response is state your point. And then those points of order have to be ruled on by the presider. And then there's the appeals of the decisions of the mayor, and the appeals of the decisions of the mayor have to be voted on. The council majority vote needs to be respected. When there's a call for a division of the vote or a roll call vote, that also needs to be respected.
I move that we adopt the meeting minutes.
Excuse me, I'm not finished.
Do we have a second?
And I still have the floor. I'm sorry, I still have the floor. The actual motion being voted on needs to be voiced out before the vote, and the vote result needs to be clear again what it is that carries or that fails. On December 2nd minutes,
I call a question.
These minutes are very difficult.
The debate ends when you call the question.
Excuse me,
point of order.
Point of order.
Ready to go by April.
There's a first and a second to accept the minutes of the meeting.
You've got to stop when I call the question. Follow Robert's rules.
Yeah.
So if we're following Council
Robert's rules.
Councilmember Weber.
So if we're following Council or Robert's rules, did Councilmember Morgan not have the floor?
She can be, the call for the questions shuts debate.
Shuts debate.
She's not debating. She's getting information.
That's debate. That's considered debate. So call for the question. We vote on whether the minutes are accepted or not.
That's true.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No.
Okay, Mayor, may I? No. I would like to make another statement.
Councilmember Edelman.
Because I read all these meeting minutes, I didn't have a problem with understanding them. When you start looking at who doesn't know the Roberts Rules of Order, I don't think it's the minority. You know, we're not the ones that are yelling points of order without saying what the point is. We're not the ones that are objecting to a decision of the chair. When the chair rules, the chair rules. Whether you like the response or not doesn't matter. I think you guys all need a refresher yourselves on the Roberts Rules, and I think you need to start doing your jobs. These are action minutes. These are not verbatim, unless you want to come out of your pocket and pay for verbatim meeting minutes.
Mayor.
Councilmember Deedy.
So since the three of you voted no on the minutes, can you, each of you, please either get a hold of Brenda or email Brenda with what your concerns are so that she understands and she can go back and listen to the audio, along with you, Brian Weber, listening to the audio, and Pat Pepper and Erica Morgan. So each of you obviously have concerns and questions, right? Brian, you have concerns with the minute meeting, the minutes? So email those to Brenda so she can look at them and say, okay, I see where I missed that, or I see what you're talking about. That's how communication is. Brenda does these, and then you guys shoot it down. And even at the last meeting, Erica stated that Brenda's doing all of this wrong. She doesn't know what she's doing. So you need to email Brenda and tell her what's wrong. I expect each of you to do that, because come to next meeting, these will be back here, and I guarantee you neither of you will pass them.
Councilmember Pepper? Councilmember Morgan?
So I'm going to continue.
Oh.
December 2nd,
you're
these are
order.
Difficult
it's
minutes.
Over.
I will try to have these minutes amended by April 6th.
Send them to Brenda.
February 16th work study. I looked at them. I think they're pretty good, but they need to have some formatting changes because it's difficult to tell what was said at the meeting compared to what was in the packet material. It's very easy to tell what the mayor's answers were in the packet material, but the rest of it's difficult to sort out. But I should have no problem with them. The February 16th regular meetings, there's not so many amendments, but right at the beginning, I was having a little bit of a difficult time figuring the motions. So I move to postpone these discussed minutes.
Point of
order,
Mayor.
Meeting.
We've already had a vote on this. The issue is gone.
Okay.
You need to be quiet.
Time for department reports. Andy? Mr. Williamson?
You go back to talking.
Hey, these are the experts on Robert's Rules.
Well, that is correct.
That is correct, and that is not correct. What happened.
And that's not what you guys
We can go back and do that if you want.
No.
Well, you're going to pull them forever.
We're done.
No, we're going to pull them until the lawyer votes.
But you're supposed to bring them back, and you're supposed to have a date soon.
No.
Mayor and Council, Andy Williamson, Community Development and Master Development Review Team. I just want to make sure that everybody is looking on the website. On the spotlight section of the city website, we give weekly updates of the Roberts Drive construction of the activities that we'll be doing for the next week. The citizens, the commuters can look and see what impacts we are going to have. We do have multiple crews there. We have three crews on currently on the Roberts Drive, and we have police. Thank you very much, Jamie, for coordinating that on the site. Traffic control seems to be working very well. We don't take the lane until 7 in the morning, and we try to be off by 5. Sometimes it just doesn't exactly work that way, but the project's working very well, and I just wanted to let the citizens know that please look on the website, and you'll know the next week what's happening, and so you can plan accordingly. Thank you.
I just thought maybe you might want to refute some of the things that Kristen Bryant brought up about the hearing examiner. How many conditions of approval did the city have?
Well over 70 on the PP.
And how many did the hearing examiner have?
I'm not sure. I think it went to 92 or 94, so there's like something like that. So,
and then on 2C?
I don't know, but I could come prepared next time to talk.
Well,
about,
I'm
but,
just
I mean,
trying to refute some of the stuff. Like, we didn't have any conditions of approval. We have our own conditions of approval that we put on the plat.
Staff report clearly stated that at the 250th that the crossing had to be done. The hearing examiner expanded upon that. Hearing examiner quotes, look at condition, I think it's off the top of my head, 20. His condition is 30. So what the hearing examiner does is staff writes the majority of the conditions. I don't know where people think that the hearing examiner writes all those conditions. The majority of those conditions, look at the staff report. The staff report clearly shows where our conditions are. Through then the hearing, the open public process, which we fully embrace, and that's how you get the best results. The hearing examiner then adds conditions. Mr. Ulbrich sometimes doesn't strike a condition. He adds a condition, so we'll have two conditions that are parallel or very close. So, but we just work through that. But that's how the process works. That's how plats work. That's how it is. Staff writes all the conditions that we believe in. Hearing examiner hears and adds on to it. So That's how it works. That's how it works in every community. You know, it's a little more robust here, but that's how we work through things, you know. And, you know, quoting Mr. Taraday, you know, we don't shoot each other anymore. We have honest discussions, and we look each other in the eye, and you have debate. And at the end, somebody makes a decision, and that's what you go with. And that's how land use law is. The number one thing people get sued for in city government is land use. What most of the things are. That's why I carry, probably besides the police officer, the highest insurance liability that this city has. It's my department's. So, but also for the record, as we're talking about mediation, Mayor, you want to talk that, it clearly states in the master development agreement that the city attorney is the MDRT attorney. That is Mr. Linehan, and Mr. Linehan will be representing the MDRT team in this mediation that we go through. It's very clear in there. There is one city attorney, it's Mr. Linehan, and he is the MDRT attorney. So just for the record. So how, if the other council wants to get attorneys, how they ultimately fund that, and how you pay for that, will not be funded by MDRT.
Well, and they won't be attending unless the mayor invites them.
Are there any other department reports? Okay, we'll move on to
the mayor's report. How about council reports? Councilmember Deedy.
I met with May to go over the vouchers. I met with her last Friday, I believe. And then I attended the Community Center St. Patrick's Day luncheon today, helped serve, had lots of seniors out dressed in green. It was quite fun. It's nice to always see the seniors come out and have some fun. That's all.
With the band, dancing.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, Morgan. Okay, yesterday was a big water day for me. I've been going to the pollutant loading action, technical action team meetings. They have the hydrodynamic model that's for the Green Duwamish watershed that has the Superfund cleanup on it. So they have the hydrodynamic model set up pretty closely to being finished. One of the things that was interesting for me to note was that the Seuss Creek watershed is that, because that's where Black Diamond is very complex. And there's a lot of water moving underground, and it creates a lot of challenges in figuring out where those flows are going. And then we had a gal from Cornell who does something that's, she follows PCBs, and people think about PCBs as being a big important thing, but it turns out that they're a very good way to watch water because they're a man-made substance that was made only for a short time, actually, by Monsanto. And so they can use the PCBs as they're collecting here and there to tell where water comes from when they get it at the down in the rivers. And she was looking at the samples, and she's going to be able to do a really pretty good job on the PCB. Some of the things that you might be interested is titanium white is a PCB, a certain PCB. The yellow dyes and tints and fabrics are PCBs. When we think of, like, I thought about this painted metal roofing. Those paints all have their own certain PCBs in them, and they will all go in the water, and they will be able to track them back. And another thing that was kind of interesting is they're training dogs now to sniff out these certain PCBs. And they're very good at it, and they're finding PCBs where you wouldn't really expect to find them. One of the places was down at the Renton Boyne plant. The caulking around the windows at the Renton Boyne plant is 40% PCBs. So anyway, I thought that was interesting, and I've said right along that I thought that this work would become important to us. And so then I went along to the King County, the Conservation District meeting, and one of the things that is sort of for us locally is the Elk Run property as supposed to be getting a project that the KCD is helping fund to provide food for the food bank. They rejected them the first year, but last year their project ranked number one with the help that KCD gave them on creating their grant application. And so we should be seeing something happening there this year. And then the other thing was in the forestry project. The forestry project has gotten a series of federal grants that they'd like to spend in South King County. These grants are to fund and to provide technology about how the different trees, especially, are handling stormwater and helping with stormwater. And this is a grant that happened because of OSO. And because, you know, if you remember when that OSO happened, they said it was because it was logging on top of the hill. And that, so they want to make something so that engineers will be able to have something to plug in to their models when they're thinking about stormwater and the stormwater handling of these trees. So our area with its complex geology and hydrology would make us a very useful subject for this federal study. And the GIFT
the gift that we could get is something that interested me, because the gift would be that KCD would do a tree inventory for the city for free. So that's what I have to say. Thank you.
Councilmember Edelman.
One of the things that I did a couple of weeks ago on the 4th was I did the Franklin Mine Tour. And a big shout out to the Watson brothers. I mean, it's not just the Watson brothers. Don Mason, and wasn't there one other? No, it was just you guys, wasn't it? Yeah, fabulous tour. The history that's here is amazing. I've been wanting to do this for a long time. Ms. Cooley was there, so was Pat. It was a great, great tour, very well done. I also met with Mae Miller to go over the vouchers, and I've met with the mayor this week. And I'm going to make another comment. I've debated on whether I would say it or not, but most of you know I was out of town for the better part of the last couple of weeks, taking care of a 3-year-old and a 7-year-old. And let me tell you, even a 3-year-old behaves better than the city council. I'm embarrassed. Again, we have spent 2.5 hours. We got nothing done tonight. So thank you all. Thank you all, especially the staff, because they don't get paid to come to these meetings. And I just want you to know that I, for one, appreciate the staff, all the work that they're going through, all the extra added work that's being dumped on them. And for you guys, the citizens that are showing up repeatedly, because I think if I didn't have to be here, I'd be at home watching whatever's on television. But so thank you. I appreciate it.
Councilmember Weber?
Just the last couple of weeks, we had the work study, attended that, and just reading up on some of the items that are coming forth and don't usually have the time to do, you know, special lunches or be on other committees, but that's all I have. Keep it short.
Councilmember Pepper.
Work study last week, learning about pedestrian walkways and fish passage and bridges and other work related to the city and the citizens. Thank you.
Do we have an attorney report? Councilmember Morgan.
I won't be making it to my Saturday library time because I have a funeral. Sorry.
Do we have an attorney report? So it's time for second public comments. Those wishing to address council, please come forward. Limit your comments to 3 minutes. State your name and city of residence. Bob.
Bob Edelman, Black Diamond. I've been pacing because I'm royally pissed. I had a personal investment in the walkway over Rock Creek Bridge. I don't know how many of you remember, but back when PP1A was up for approval, we had a SEPA appeal, and I was asked to head up the appeal. I was not happy about that. I was recovering, and I'm going to use my cancer card. I was recovering from cancer, from chemotherapy at the time. I was in no shape to do it, but I did it because of concern for the community. Most of you were sitting on your butts at that time. We had that appeal. We did get a hearing examiner decision on it, which would ensure that we would get passage over the Rock Creek Bridge, safe passage for people walking. And now you're going to kill it. Some of the other stuff that's been going on tonight is beyond the pale. I heard your ridiculous comment about you're getting your legal advice from Bob Edelman. Well, apparently, you are your own lawyer. You who have an admitted learning deficiency or learning handicap, whatever it was you said. You can't read. You said that the that you're not permitted to remove or that you that the mayor is not permitted to keep something on the agenda. I keep telling you over and over and over again, you gotta read the RCW. It says the mayor shall make recommendations for council consideration and action. What else, what do you think those words mean? That's how she does it. She's going to make those recommendations, and she does it to the council, the entire council, not you and you. And this last thing, when you pull something from the agenda, you had that one really screwed up. You put the consent agenda at the end of the meeting. When you remove something from the consent agenda, that just means you don't, you're not giving your consent to have it improved in one swell swoop. What that means is it's going to go on the regular agenda. You've already gone through the regular agenda if you put the consent agenda at the end. I give up.
Your time is up. Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Aaron?
Aaron Stout, Black Diamond. I'm curious to know how Ms. Pepper or whoever helped with the alternate TIP, are you a bridge engineer?
Absolutely not.
And it was mentioned that your substitution has no measurements, no dollar amounts. How do you even expect that that thing is worth the paper that it's written on, that it could be something that could even be addressed by the council? I'm very confused about that. We as citizens feel like we're held hostage every meeting that we come to. We have a 3-member city council. We're supposed to have a 5-member city council, but there are only 3 members of the council who are able to function. We appreciate Ms. Edelman and Ms. Didi coming and bringing some sense to the meeting, but they're not allowed to actually function. And that's pretty heartbreaking. It appears to me that you're just trying to reinvent city government once again by using an iron fist, and it's just unconscionable. We, as the citizens, don't understand. I heard you say at the town hall meeting, all of you, that you wanted a welcoming environment in our city for the citizens. We don't feel welcome in our own city when important projects are eliminated, held up, stonewalled, or even what I consider blackmail. You're going to put this project aside until you get your wants and wishes fulfilled, and that is not appropriate in this city. I don't know how to make it go away. I really don't. It rests with your consciences. And I know that I see in your faces when we, the citizens, talk to you like this, just a dismissive attitude. And it's really, really heartbreaking to us.
Is it Jennifer?
Jennifer Latham, and for those taking notes, L-E-A-T-H-A-M is how you spell my name. I'd like to know if we could get a report sometime in the next couple weeks that lays out all of the money that our 3 council members are costing us, in terms of lawyer fees, in terms of lost grant monies, all of those kinds of things. I'd like to know how much these three are really costing my pocketbook and all of our pocketbooks. I don't appreciate the dismissive attitudes. I don't appreciate that you don't listen to us. You asked to be voted in because you thought you were the best choice, because you would listen to us, and that's total bullshit. And I'm sick of it. And I ask you to resign again, because you're not worthy to sit in the chairs that your butt occupies.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Robin?
Robin Taylor, Black Diamond, here's a suggestion. Send your agenda to the clerk 9 days prior to the council meeting. Since you are in charge of your agenda, why don't you lead and send the city your agenda before the city posts the official agenda? When you send your approved agenda out the following week, it makes you look like you cannot lead, but rather you are continually playing catch-up. To reconsider the original TIP, someone who voted with the prevailing side will need to bring it back. I doubt that Morgan Weber or Pepper will bring it back on April 6th. I do, however, believe you will try to vote in your amended TIP. Either way, the city and the citizens can say goodbye to the $1.2 million grant from the Transportation Improvement Board. Thank you, and thank you. You should be proud. Councilmembers Morgan Weber and Pepper may feel that the audience is disrespectful to the members during the meeting. We as the public are disrespected time after time, meeting after meeting, by your refusal to answer questions asked by Dee Dee and Edelman. It's true, you may not have to answer them, but you know what? We the citizens have those same questions, and we deserve to hear answers. And we come here and we watch Morgan Weber and Pepper make complete fools of yourselves over and over and over. You tie up our time with worthless comment. Then we watch our tax dollars go up in flame. The rumble of comments and conversations in the audience during your meeting only speak to the lack of importance we assign to what you three believe to be the highest importance. You think you are important. We see clowns burning our tax dollars.
Jana.
Donna Thompson, Black Diamond. Councilmember Morgan, I just am not sure if you understood the irony of your excitement about federal grant dollars that could be available in South King County for trees and water management. The irony of you being excited about a grant after we have sat here and listened to you turn down grant money is kind of mind-blowing. Just mind-blowing. So should we just interpret that you're excited about grant money that is in your wheelhouse, that is something that you're excited about? So that would, but since you don't have children that walk down Roberts Drive, it's okay to turn down that grant money and not have the project done because it has to be done your way. I really believe in all of this discussions and the meetings that I've been to, Councilmember Pepper, Weber, and Morgan, I have never heard you compromise. Never. I've heard you come and demand that things go your way and things get changed. And I have never heard you just say, okay, I'll do this if you do that, with the exception of Weber has done that with the budget the two times you've approved the budget. But outside of that, there's no compromise. It's your way or the highway. That's ridiculous. In politics, there's compromise. It's back and forth. And the final thing I want to say is it is not acceptable, Councilmember Pepper, to bring new documents that were just finalized the night before that the the public has not been able to see. It is not acceptable. We will not stand for it. Stop doing it. Stop doing it to the staff. Stop demanding that they spend their Thursdays on the council meeting reviewing your material. It's what a waste of time that is. Please, be respectful of the staff's time and our involvement. Please.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council?
Leslie Cooley, Black Diamond. A couple of comments throughout the meeting. The minutes. The meetings were chaotic. Yes, they were. And I'm sorry, but you have to have the minutes showing that the meetings were chaotic. Brenda and her staff have worked diligently to get the meeting minutes posted out there. Oh, yes, you can find some of the draft meeting agendas from most of last year, draft meeting minutes from most of last year if you look through the packet materials. Please review the minutes. Get them approved. Next, substituting an agenda. Don't completely mind that you decided to substitute the agenda at the beginning of the meeting, but then to add something else when you'd already substituted the agenda at the beginning of the meeting. Why not just do both topics at the same time? Just stupid, insane, crazy. I just don't get it. And then I would actually like to hear at the council reports, stuff you have done for the city, maybe a report from the committees, that the committee meetings are apparently happening. If they are regularly scheduled, like the council meeting is regularly scheduled, I know it's the first and third Thursday. Let people know, send it out somehow. I did actually sign up to be notified by Pat Pepper of when her committee meeting was. Haven't heard anything about him. So it would be helpful if you have them on a regular schedule to have them on a regular schedule so the citizens can plan their time. Thank you.
Is there anybody else?
Chrissy.
Chrissy Hansen, Black Diamond. If you could, you hold these committee meetings, and when the mayor asks you for reports, the three of you are silent, and you go off on some tangent about these great things that you do. They don't have anything to do with the city, Erica. You know, it's about environment and stuff. Concentrate on what in the hell is important here, for God's sake. If you can't do that, freaking resign. You have a learning disability? Obviously, you can't follow the agenda, or you can't read your material and be prepared. If it's too much for you, step down. Do this city a favor. Get out. You're wasting our time. You're wasting our money. I think you have dementia. I'm sorry, but I think you do. Because you just don't make any sense ever. Ever. And Brian Weber, I had faith in you to do your homework and pass the TIP. It's very important. Now, once again, you're going to wait until the last frickin' minute and pass the TIP, and I pray to God you pass that grant. If you don't, I swear to God, I'm going to make your life hell. Somehow, some way. Because you say you want what's best for the city, and you want transparency, and you want public involvement, yet you don't report on your committee meetings. Never, never. None of you have come here and said, oh, this is what we discussed and this is what we decided. Never. You guys don't say shit. Nothing. Pat Pepper, you just look befuddled. Do you even know what you do? Do you know what your job is? Do you know what the Roberts rules are? Have you read the RCWs? I take it, Brian, you didn't even talk to Andy this last week, did you?
I emailed him.
You emailed him?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. But you know what? Sometimes face-to-face is a hell of a lot better than an email. Try it sometime. You'd be surprised. But you know what? The three of you cannot do your job. You're not representing the citizens. You're not representing the city. You're putting our lives in danger by denying a grant that would better protect the citizens in Morganville and anybody else who wants to walk that path. You don't give a shit about us. You give a shit about her.
Your
right
time
there
is up.
from Bellevue and what she tells you to say and do. So if you can't do what's right for us, resign. Get out.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Brock?
Brock Deedy, Black Diamond. So what I've learned from all the meetings that we've been to is that we, the people, come up and we give suggestions on how things can run better, how the council can work together. And the three, Pat Pepper, Brian Weber, and Erica Mardigan, don't seem to be learning from that. We reiterate over and over and over the things that you could do better, the things that would help. This whole thing about adding items to the agenda or an agenda that gets turned in late, things that come in the last minute, don't you learn? We don't like that. The people here don't like that. We want to know what's going to come up so we can discuss it at the beginning of the meeting. If we don't know that you're going to talk about something at the end of the meeting, then how are we going to know about it and learn about it and try to say something about it? The other thing is, a majority of the people that come to these meetings are supporting the minority of this council and not supporting the three of you guys. And I've heard in the past that the reason a majority of the people out here are supporting the minority is because the people that support the majority don't want to be here to get beat up. So my wife is sitting right up here. If she was getting beat up every council meeting, you're sure as hell I'd be here to defend her. Okay? What I see is that the majority here don't like what you guys are doing. If you have some people that accept what you're doing and support what you're doing, get them here so we can hear them. If 50 people come in here and they're all saying, Jesus, we love Pat and Brian and Erica, and we agree with everything they're doing. We want this city to go their direction. Then, damn it, I jump on the boat. But I don't see it. I see disappointment, frustration, over and over and over and over, day after day after day, and you guys don't change one bit. Get your people here to support you. Get her up here to talk. Get these two here. And get some more. So that we can get on your bus. Otherwise, the majority of the city that we see don't like it. We want you to change and be more consistent and hold a meeting when we can go and tell us where they're going to be and hold them consistently and do something at the meeting and tell us during the committee during the council reports what your committee decided or what your committee did. Okay?
Your time is up. Is there anybody? Judy?
Judy Carrier, Auburn. I understand from tonight that about 90% of the comp plan is finished. There's a bit to go. What I'd like to ask is that the council, all five of you, do what you can to work it so that before we have a public hearing as citizens on that plan, that we have time, as well as you, to go over something that must be quite lengthy. At least I would think so. I've done a bit of work on the King County comp plan. It's complicated, and I'm not putting myself here as an expert at all, but I will be very interested in what is happening with the comp plan, and I hope that when that hearing comes, there will be plenty of time and the availability of the comp plan in its draft form for the public to be able to read it and go through it. It's very important in so many aspects. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Kristen?
Hello, Mayor and Council. Kristen Bryant, Bellevue, and I grew up in Black Diamond. And thank you again for the opportunity to address you tonight. So, a couple things. What I observe going on at these meetings is that the three majority council members start to speak, and then they are purposely interrupted by their detractors so that those detractors can later say they didn't speak, they didn't get to hear what those three were saying. It's an obvious tactic. I think that the appropriate application of Robert's rules would be that the council members get to speak uninterrupted, make their points. If their points are constantly criticized, then it is unlikely to lead to productive communication in this venue. That as to who would want to keep speaking in that atmosphere. Another thing that's clearly going on is the mayor won't post the agenda according to the council's process. She will not post it on the website so that she can criticize the council when the agenda comes up for not being transparent. Everyone would like to see what is going to happen at the meetings, and I think they've made that clear, and that would be solved by putting it on the website properly. People can consult the municipal. Could I have a request for quiet from the audience during my speaking time?
Could you be quiet, please?
So the Municipal Research Services Center makes pretty clear information on the agenda, very easy for people to find. They should. That might be good to check out. Councilmember Deedy pointed out that there's a portion of Highway 169 on a blind corner that does not have safe pedestrian passage. Walking behind the guardrail, I'm glad you pointed that out. It's not safe. If you were coming from the other side of Highway 169 in the neighborhood that does have the sidewalk across from the school, you would have to cross the road at the end of the sidewalk, and it's a blind corner. It's very dangerous. And then finally, on the Rock Creek Bridge, the administration had every opportunity to complete that project when it was timely. In September of 2015, it was lined up and ready to go. There was a SEPA determination. It was withdrawn. It was issued again in 2016 and withdrawn. It was issued again in September of 2016 and withdrawn. This project should have gone forward if people wanted it, if the mayor and staff wanted it. It was supposed to be done last year, and that has everything to do with whatever processing is going on. I think it's a complicated project.
Your
that deserves watch. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, we will close public comments.
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.